Yeah, I know. You're pushing the time thing here, and it's not because you've got a date or anything more important to do, is it?
Are you really going to go here?
No,
you're
I'm not.
Do this?
No, I'm not. But it's just because.
Yes, you are.
No, buddy. It's just that out of the gate.
You just did it.
Hi, welcome to the Mare Awakeners.
Uh-huh.
See what I did there?
That's very clever.
We've got the Awakener in the house with us.
We do indeed.
How's it going, bud?
I'm good.
You know what the deal is with him?
I do know what the deal is, but I don't want to embarrass him.
No, don't. It's just that he's wearing diarrhea pants, just in case.
I got the scoots.
Ooh.
I got the scoots. Okay? Is everybody happy?
Yes, our friend Grizz could shit through a screen door without hitting a wire.
Right.
Actually,
you know what? Funny story. I know a guy that actually shit his tent once.
not
like shit in his tent. He shit his tent.
What do you mean?
So we were all up north one time, and I don't want to give the guy's name out. It's Dean. Anyway.
Hey, Dean, shout out, buddy.
We were all up north at some place.
Hey, shit tent Dean.
Can't remember where it was. And he got really, really drunk, and we've been drinking for days.
Yeah.
And went swimming, and he went into his tent to change his clothes, and he thought it would be funny. Right, so you know how you got the flap, and then you got the screen.
He stuck out this butt of the flap.
Well, yeah. No, it gets better. Hang on, just let me finish.
I don't know. I think you have it right. Okay, go on.
He backs up. He takes his pants off. He backs up to the screen on the tent, and we're sitting around the fire, and it's like me, my buddy Rob, and another buddy of mine named Brian, and he goes, "Hey," and we all look up, and he bends over and he grabs his ass cheeks and he spreads them apart and he goes to fart. And instead, he just shits his whole tent. And all of us are sitting there. The three of us are like, did we just see a guy shit his tent?
Oh, that's what you call a house painting.
It was awful.
He had a full-on house painting.
It was fucking terrible.
Anyway, you know what? That's a guy who had his tent to himself that night.
No, his girlfriend still went back to that tent.
No.
Yeah, wow, she's loyal.
Yeah,
wow,
dude.
She's a trooper.
She's a keeper.
Can you imagine what else she's up to? I'm just saying, like...
Who knows?
I could be wrong, but if you'll go, anyway. Welcome to the Mare Wanderer. Subscribe. Tell a friend about it. Theawakener.ca. Awakener.ca. Theawakener.ca. Is that correct?
Yeah, theawakener, one word, .ca.
Why are you looking at him and smiling?
I don't know. Because he's devious,
cause
man. Look at him.
Because I'm incontinent.
Well, that is something.
This is a sport.
Right,
you guys are taking bets before you get on air. So.
Well, we'll see how he does.
Yeah, all right.
I had you at the 10-minute mark, so hang in there if you don't mind.
Yeah, okay.
Everybody's freaking out. Everybody's freaking the fuck out. Can I ask you something? Speaking of, maybe you have a virus we don't know about that people are anticipating because everybody's buying toilet paper for some unknown fucking reason. First of all, if you have a
First of all, coronavirus is not giving you the shits.
No.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's a totally, it's like an airborne pneumonia. Yeah. Anyway,
if you're getting the shits, it's probably E. coli. It's not coronavirus.
I don't have a coli. No.
Oh, he's got a coli.
Back to the toilet paper thing, though.
Yeah.
I was at the drugstore last night, and
yeah.
Somebody actually called, and the cashier asked for the manager to come back, and he's like, and she's like, "There's a lady on the phone. She wants to know like how much toilet paper we have left in the store." And I'm just going, people are calling in.
Yeah, I just thought tonight I saw a lady come in. Two Shoppers Drug Mart here. We're in Canada. Shoppers Drug Mart's kind of a thing. Anyway, maybe you're in Quebec. Jean Couteau?
Jean Couteau.
The lady came running in. She goes, "You have any toilet paper left?" The girl at the counter's like, "No." And she goes, "Ah." And off she left. And I was like, wow, man, she is like desperate for toilet paper.
Well, it's crazy everywhere. We had a conversation with my sister in England, and
yeah.
She's like, "Can you guys send us some hand sanitizer? There's none left." And we said, "Well, you can go to the liquor store, get some vodka. That'll work too." She's like, "There's no vodka left."
Wow.
Right?
Oh, yeah. The liquor store is going to be a mess here.
So what we did was, I just did this the other day. You go, everybody, if you're listening, you can go to the drugstore. You can get some rubbing alcohol and some glycerin. Mix it together. It's called hand sanitizer, just like Purell. So just make your own hand sanitizer with glycerin and rubbing alcohol. It's really simple.
You know what? You could. I have actually heard him. I believe you, by the way.
It's true.
But I have heard him before describe how to make a bomb just as quickly.
Oh, really? That's going to be great. That's going to be great because Google and it takes all the stuff that we talk about and they do a transcript of it.
And then they would. Then
and now you're going to have the word bomb. Glycerin.
Well, most of your
alcohol.
Jokes. Most of your jokes do bomb.
No, my
actually.
Yeah. Okay. You're such a great guy. I'm so glad I could be here. That's
Thank
awesome.
You for being here, by the way.
I
hope you feel better.
Yep.
But you don't have the coronavirus, like the Awakener says. It's not that kind of virus. It's like a cold, and sometimes it's getting out of hand. The reason I think it's cool to have the Awakener here is because the whole world's freaking out. And the only thing that could make us more paranoid
is the Awakener. Yeah, it is true.
And it I thought, true. You know what, if you smoke a joint just to calm down, but you've tuned in to listen to this, maybe it was the wrong idea. This could be a horror show for you. Now, we didn't talk before the show about any of this coronavirus stuff, but I'm curious to know what you two guys who host a great show called The Awakener, and it is a deep dive on what's going on behind the scenes in politics globally. Boo. Mm-hmm. It's a little frightening. And then the accuracy that I've seen on this show since it began, and then you know, a year later almost, oh my God, stuff is coming true.
Uh-huh.
It's freaky as hell anyway.
Well,
you
it's
know.
Fun to, it's fun to project,
it's
right?
It's a good show, so check it out. Okay, so Awakener, what is your take on what is going on with this coronavirus?
Well, China's trying to stop Trump at all costs. You can't see that there's a war already going on between China and the U.S. There's stuff on the news already. You can Google this on CBC. There was a lady who worked for the Chinese government that stole, or she was investigated for stealing a virus out of a Canadian lab in Winnipeg. Yeah.
And I remember that.
The whole media likes to tell you that it's fake, but it's not fake. You can actually look it up. And then the RCMP was doing investigation into the Chinese stealing other viruses too, including Ebola.
I remember this clear as
and
a
this,
bell.
This virus has like an HIV kind of strain or something attached to it. So it basically implants itself in the human body and human cells a certain way as well. And they're testing HIV drugs to work against it. It's really, really weird. It screams something made up in a lab. Right.
Yeah.
And the reason why the Chinese are trying to stop Trump is because obviously the previous people who worked for, I would say, the New World Order, it's called, this global government project they've had for decades and decades, you know, have basically brought China in the fold since 2001 when they were introduced into the World Trade Organization. And now Trump's cutting them off and they want to stop him at all costs.
OK, so now you see Trump in the news and he's downplaying this whole thing. In fact, he's come in contact with people with the virus and refuses to quarantine himself.
Well, what I found interesting about that also,
it's almost like, no, you're not winning the war. That's what it just felt like to me.
Two key people got that.
Yeah.
Mark Meadows and Matt Gaetz. Mark Meadows was just promoted to Trump's White House.
Okay.
And suddenly he got it, and he was a very senior role. Matt Gaetz was at CPAC, which is where he was. They thought he might have gotten it. And where was he? He was on Air Force One right after CPAC. Really, really interesting that no one has named client X, right? Client number or victim, whatever the hell you want to call it, from the CPAC conference. No one has named the person who actually had coronavirus. So doesn't that seem kind of weird to you that they wouldn't go, hey, you know what? It was this politician or it was this journalist, or so that the rest of everyone at CPAC.
Well, how many Democrats were caught up in this stuff? Like none. There's been nothing on the news.
Nothing. No Democrats.
So all the Republicans, right? And to me, this just screams bad news, right? The media has gone wild with this. We're talking about how, well, I was on CTV News today. It's crazy. They list basically the top eight news things for the day.
Yeah.
Right? And they were all coronavirus, right?
Yeah, that blew my mind. I saw that.
Like, it's ridiculous, right? Eight things, you know. It's nuts. The media is like fear mongering like crazy.
Well, here's what I can tell you, having been in the media for a long time. We have to sell you on staying with the story longer because that's how we survive. Podcasting's not like that. Tune in, tune out, drop out. Who cares? But in the regular traditional media, and you know this as well, Grizz, yeah. It's nonsense what it takes and the battles that there are to keep people's eyeballs on your station long enough to show an Ivory commercial. I'll point something out to you. Who makes Purell?
Would it be Procter & Gamble?
Or Johnson & Johnson, one of the two, right? They're the biggest spenders, both of them. I don't know who. They both obviously have their own hand sanitizer. Both of them benefit from this. Lysol benefits from this.
Oh,
the
yeah.
advertising is there, and it's already matching up with the virus. And it's not an accident. This is and they keep telling us the numbers. And the numbers are not staggering.
But it's to keep Trump not reelected. Like, Trump is very, people don't understand when they listen to the media now, Trump is very, very popular in the States right now.
And the stock,
and the reason, the
made
reason
the stock
having,
market drop?
The, yeah, the reason why he's having success is because the economy is rolling back to life and the stock market's been high.
And then so, it took a shit in the last week.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
Like, what are they purposely trying to do? Right? They're purposely trying to slow the economy down. And then you have Trudeau. Trudeau works for Soros and the globalists, right? And he's like, oh, you know, my wife has it. I'm going to stay at home. They're all, it's just fear mongering.
And,
like,
and it happened right after the convention, after the Dem convention, just to, as soon as all of that, okay, they've picked an idiot to run against Trump.
Yep.
Sorry.
The Chinese are desperate for Biden to get in. They're desperate for the Democrats to take over again. They do not want Trump being successful again, because if he's successful another 4 years, they're screwed.
Well, I think that they are screwed. This guy, look, I've said this before. I love Joe Biden, because I just, all I can do is watch him to see the next time he spits his dentures out or smells someone's hair or talks about his buddy Popcorn.
I'm actually just waiting for Biden to show up with his shoes on the wrong feet. That's really what I'm hoping for. I'm just hoping he looks down and goes, oh, fuck, my shoes are on the wrong feet. Because that's Biden. That's what I see. Right? Hi, my name's Joe. Hang on. Is my name Joe? Oh, yeah, my name's Joe.
The other day, he shushed. He told somebody they were full of shit. And,
the auto worker.
And then he shushed his, I guess, assistant.
His handlers.
Twice.
Yeah.
Shush. Now shush. Yeah. He shushed. He's out of his mind.
Did you see the clip after that was shown last night? You probably didn't, because he didn't make mainstream media. It's Joe Biden outside. He's being interviewed. He's alone. And they're like, you know, they ask him some question. He's like, well, I'm upset at Bernie. Well, why are you upset at Bernie? Well, because he's going with Trump. Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. That guy's eggs are scrambled. That guy is okay, I'm going to swear today. That guy's a fucking moron.
What do you mean you're going to swear today?
Okay, sorry. I'm going to swear. I was trying not to swear today.
Does he not swear? Is he having a no swear day?
I've been trying not to.
Awakener? Is he?
Well, we play the game of calculus on our show. Is basically, calculus is the game of how close can you get to the line without actually touching it. And we do it for you for your editing, right?
Okay, so, you guys kill me.
How close can we get to the line before you drop a sensor in?
It is a game. I fucking knew it.
Yeah.
I fucking knew it with you two.
It actually is.
I fucking knew it. I get these shows and I'm like, I don't even know if I can do this.
Dude, he's texting me and he says, you know what? Next time we should put that stuff in the middle because Mike won't hear it.
I did say that, actually. I did.
You're a piece of shit.
I said, I think Mike took that... That satirical ad I put in there, I think he took it out. Next time we'll just put it in the middle of the show so he doesn't even hear it.
You guys are such pieces of shit.
Dude, that was so funny, though. It was so funny. That I can't remember what we talked about. I can't say it because you're going to go and take it and edit the show.
Oh, no, don't. You know what? Just leave it.
It was really funny.
Please, just leave it alone. Don't make me go back in time. I'm sure somebody's now going to go back and find it, and it's going to be a horrific mess.
Now you're like, fuck, I have to listen to this entire show now. Fuck.
So your theory is this is bigger than a virus. Okay, hold on.
Wait. Let me try to be factual with people.
I want to make sure that I'm up to speed with you. Okay, so what you're saying is Chinese coup to work against Trump. They want Biden in. Biden. This crashed the stock market. This crashed.
That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to basically slow everything down, because the average person who doesn't think like me, who kind of thinks with just the news, what they see, they say, "Oh, Trump has had huge success with the economy and the stock market's great, and all my life savings are going up." So what are they doing? They're trying to undo all that. They're trying to slow him down. They're trying to keep they don't want him to win again. This is like, what is happening is a war for basically the future of America, because what was happening is the people in charge of America before and the deep state were working to sell out America for their one world government agenda.
Yes.
And it's all going to be exposed by the guy in the White House now, the Orange Cheeto, because he's a coup from their own military. And they don't want him to win. It's honestly, these people will stop at nothing to stop him, because they don't want him revealing the truth about what is going on.
Remember something else.
And Barack Obama. Right.
This is why I wanted to do this, because now people are listening to this thinking, I'm going to get some useful coronavirus updates. And what they're getting is, wait, there's something behind this?
Yeah, smoke more weed.
Do you want to know the creepiest thing? Should I tell them the creepiest thing?
Go ahead, tell them the creepy things.
Tell me that.
So if you have Twitter, you can go on, obviously, Barack Obama's Twitter. Go back to the
Archie,
post.
check this. Go on Twitter. You got a thing there? You don't have Twitter?
October 3rd, 2019, Barack Obama posts a picture with him and Michelle.
Yeah.
And it's a picture of Mike.
Big what? Mike.
Yeah, a picture
Barack's
of,
husband.
Picture of Barack and Michelle together. And they're looking at a new morning, right? It's this new morning that's coming up. So it sets the context of the picture as a new dawn or a morning.
Okay.
And then you're like, you don't think anything of it, right? But you look at his hat, and she's getting out of the way of the whatever's on the back of his hat. So you zoom in on his hat. It's a Chinese symbol, Xiao.
X-I-A-O. Yeah.
And Xiao means dawn. And it's a red dawn, right? Because it's in a red circle. So red dawn, if you look up red dawn scenario,
yeah,
a red dawn scenario is basically World War III. And it's depicted in two movies when the basically the United States was attacked by the Soviet Union in 1984 and also in 2012 where North Korea attacked the United States.
All right. All right. Hold on a second. I'm looking at it right now. This is buy this word to make a donation. What was that? That's what you sent me, right? Dawn, daybreak, to know, understand, to tell, explain, let know. Hmm.
And
it's
look,
all
look
stuff.
If you actually took it, if you look at that picture and you download it to your phone and then you zoom in, he's clearly taken a marker and he's accentuated or darkened the bottom flip of the symbol on his hat because obviously it wasn't standing out in the first pictures that he took. So he darkened it up with a marker so it would appear as the proper Chinese symbol. Do you see that? Do you
yes,
see how
I
it's
do.
Different? So he's clearly.
Did you post this, by the way, on your feed?
I've talked about it before. So he's
yeah,
clear-
but if you, if I want to direct people so they can have a look.
So he's clearly signaling this.
Okay, I gotcha. Zhao Chinese Red Dawn. Okay, well that's interesting. Okay, so and follow the Awakener. Where are you on social?
Just theawakener.ca, and then go to my podcast. So you can listen to my stuff.
You're not on social media?
It doesn't worry about that. Just go to my website. Go to my website, listen to my podcast.
Okay, by the way, welcome to the world of The Awakener. This is every conversation he and I have, by the way. If you're like, wow, what's it like when he's off the air?
This
it's
is why.
It's almost deeper.
I actually
live it every
day.
I
don't smoke weed because I get very, very
yes.
paranoid. Very paranoid.
Yeah, dude, weed is not for you.
Weed is not for me. But well, I come on The Marijuanderers.
Thank you,
to warn people, if you're like me,
don't smoke weed.
Don't
yeah,
smoke weed.
You know what? That's pretty good advice, actually. Well, thank you for joining us on this, man. I know you guys already did a show tonight.
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, okay. Well, look. What do you see on the horizon on the red dawn, as it were? See what I did there? That's a conspiracy joke I just made.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
What's wrong with these chairs?
They're terrible. I hate your fucking chairs. They're a bad idea.
Shut up.
Right?
Shut up.
Because it's like sitting on a
Dude,
fucking plank,
up.
And I got the scoots. If I had a soft chair, it would be fine.
Now you
but
know,
I got the
you
scoots
know
sitting
doing?
In a hard
you'd
chair.
You'd be leak farting into the cushion.
No, I wouldn't. There'd
yeah,
be no leakage. There'd be no leakage. I'm not doing that. Not doing it. These chairs burn. They're so stiff and hard. They're burned. They burn. Right now they're burning. Don't laugh. It's not funny. The chair burns.
Burn.
The chair burns. It burns
okay.
my ass.
All right, I hear
like
you.
It's not a comfortable
Are you
chair.
Yeah, you might have, by the way, one of the symptoms of COVID-19 is a burning ass.
Right,
do you think you might have that?
No, I don't have, no. But
somebody send toilet paper. We're donating. We're going to start a GoFundMe for toilet paper for Grizz.
No, it's okay. I bought six rolls last night. I'll be fine.
Six rolls is not going to get you through any sort of lockdown time. Or
There's no fucking toilet paper in the world.
Right. That's,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, here's my question. Can't you take a shit and then just go wash your ass? Wash your ass, you filthy animals.
Okay, go do it. I want you to go do it.
Why not?
Okay, here's the thing. I want you to go have a bunch of Mexican food.
Yeah.
Right? And then follow that up with some, I don't know, some butter chicken for dessert.
Of course.
And then go home and drink a quart of milk.
Yeah.
Right? And then.
And then just pack yourself.
Then see what happens.
So full of beans.
And then have an espresso.
And then have an espresso.
Yeah.
Right? Let me know how the evacuation goes.
Right.
And then let me know what the cleanup's going to be like. Because you ain't going to. You think your wife's going to let you get in the shower after eating that kind of food?
You just mush it down the grate, dude.
You think so?
Yes. Any residual problems go down.
You guys are disgusting.
Are you kidding me?
You're disgusting. You don't wash your ass.
I've been to your house. You make me change my socks. Your house is so clean. That's how bad it is. Take off your shoes. Here's a fresh pair of socks. You guys are fucking freaks. Your whole family.
That is not true. It's so untrue. Okay, so what do you see on the horizon with this whole thing?
Barack Obama is going to be outed as basically not a citizen. He was put inside the White House to engineer America's demise from within. in a trade-off with what's the two power structures in the world, right?
Obviously. Okay, are you serious right now? I'm totally serious. With the coronavirus.
This New World Order has tried to create
you're going
one world government, and Barack Obama is going to be arrested. Well, this coronavirus is only something from China to slow down Trump, so he doesn't reveal what is actually going to happen.
What do you mean he's got a point?
He's got a point. The coronavirus, if he thinks the coronavirus was introduced to try to slow down Trump.
A pointy head.
Right? No, I got that part.
Oh, okay.
I think they introduced. I got something else pointing out right now. If you excuse me just for a second, I'll be right back.
No.
What do you mean?
Just hold on to the last minute.
Until what last minute?
I just want you to hang on to the last minute just till you can't take it anymore. I want to see beads of sweat.
Yeah, okay. Yes, mistress. Is this what you're expecting? Is this like Mike the Dominatrix all of a sudden?
I just want to see if you can handle your business still at your age.
I'm trying to handle my business. My business means I should... I'm a grown fucking man.
Okay, both you guys...
He's
got to
go do a poopy. He's a grown man.
Both you guys cannot trust a fart at your age. Well, that's the rule, right? The older you get, the more you can't trust a fart.
No, that's true. It's true.
It's a true story.
Have you ever seen... there's a comedian out there... Gosh, what's his name? It'll come to me as we're going here. And he posted his mom in the kitchen, and she farts, but it's like, was the longest fart in history, and he posted it. What? Hey, Archie, do you remember what comedian that was?
No,
you don't search
lie.
Farts.
You look up people's farts.
Everybody looks
Everyone
up.
Looks
Here's
up
looking
people's
up
farts.
Your fart. Artie Farty had a party, and all the farts were there, by the way. And Rudy Tooty.
What about the guy on? Did you hear this one? Listen to this one. You must have heard this one. Ready?
Yeah. So Donald Duckish.
He like shifted into. Third gear. He shitted into third gear.
Joey Coco Diaz tells a story about being a teenager, and he's on the football team. They're coming back from a football game, and he's having a hard time, and he farts. He tries to leak one out, right? Which nobody knows. And then it starts to like permeate the entire bus, and it's so bad. The cheerleaders are hanging their heads out the window. They start to cry. And he keeps farting. It's a bad scene. Followed up by the coach saying, come on, bus driver, you got to drive faster. He's changing flavors. He's trying to
flavors. I can taste his fart. I can taste what he ate in his last meal.
It's like the gas came from a different part on the shit or something.
That's what everyone does on YouTube. Like looks up world's biggest pimple or looks up fucking biggest fart.
Yeah.
It's just, dude, like that's just like what YouTube is, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is for me anyway. Yeah. The other thing that I like is there's people out there that like do stunts that are just so stupid. How we doing, buddy? Speaking of stupid stunts.
I was trying to get the roll of toilet paper out of the dispenser in the bathroom so I could take it home with me, but my keys wouldn't work in the little lock.
Oh, my God. They have locked toilet paper here?
Yeah. They got
That's
locked in
the locker.
Dude, my roommates in college used to steal all the toilet paper, right? We were so broke students. Just go into the toilets, steal the toilet paper, bring it home.
Yeah. I think that's
this is one of those industrial rolls,
fare.
So this is like the big industrial
rolls. Yeah, they take the industrial
ones. So take the whole thing off the wall.
But dude, that's only single ply. That's single ply.
Yeah, I know. So you got to watch what happens to your middle finger.
What?
Just go through the paper.
What? You dig up there with the fucking finger?
Well, it just means you get
it's
remnants.
The longest finger on your fucking hand. You don't think that that's the finger that gets hit the most or gets the most damage?
Hey, what hand do you wipe your ass with?
What difference does it make?
It's just a question. What hand do you wipe your ass with? We all have a hand. What hand do you wipe your ass with?
I got to use both because I got a big... I got a bad back.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm pretty good with both.
Oh, okay. Most of us use toilet paper.
That's disgusting. Why would you even bait me into that joke?
I was on a juvenile.
I'm not going to share this story. This is not a good story.
This is a great story. I can tell already.
I was on a date once.
Archie do that, it's a good story. Go.
I was on a date once, and we're walking through this ravine area, and I literally had the shits that day. Or earlier, I should say. And I was
okay.
It had subsided for 3 or 4 hours.
I'm glad I got that
and I was
out
like,
of the
it's
way.
Gone, right? It's gone, right? So then I was like, yeah, let's go on this date. We're in the middle of the forest, walking through the thing, and all of a sudden it hits. And I was like, oh, my God. And so I can't remember what story I made up, but I literally just said, okay, I'll be right back. Ran into the bushes and literally shitted and wiped my butt with leaves and then came back to the date.
No
and
way.
And then pretended like, she's like, what took so long? I said, oh, my shoe fell off. And like, I couldn't find it. I don't know what happened to it. I made up some story like that. But like, literally, it was like.
And it was a nice question. Why do you smell like shit?
I don't know how I got away with that, dude.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I didn't use poison ivy or something.
If we're on the topic of.
He must have a fucking Thor-like hammer or something. Get away with the shit he gets away with. Well, it's unreal.
I had. I was a young kid. I was like maybe 14 years old. And we went on a fishing trip with my buddy's dad and all my buddy's brothers and stuff like that. And we're up in a place called Dorset, Ontario.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Anyway, we're sleeping in this bunkhouse, and in the main cabin was where all the grown-ups were sleeping. But I didn't, and the door was open, and you could use the bathroom in there if you wanted to. But I had a really bad stomach that night, and I didn't want to keep going in and out. So I wanted to go take a shit in the bush, right? So
yeah.
That's what I did, and I figured I had the same kind of thing. I'll, you know, wipe my hind quarter with leaves. Anyway, I go in the bush, and I was kind of, I don't know why I thought like this, but I didn't want to shit on the ground in the bush because I was afraid someone would see that I shit in the bush and they would tell the difference between human shit. And so I was like, I'm 14. I don't know what's going on. So what do? I shit in a bag of Malamars, right? So I get this bag up under my ass and I shit in this bag of Malamars and I'm okay. And then I wipe my ass, you know, the little separator for the cookies, the corrugated thing. So I wipe my ass with this corrugated fucking thing from the. Okay, wait, it gets better. It gets better, believe it or not. So I'm like, great. I took a shit. Sorry, Finn. So I took a shit and then I went back to bed and I figured all good.
Yeah.
And I took the Malamar bag and I even buried it a little bit so nobody could see it. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. No big deal. Well, the next day we're all down at the water at the beach and we're all like washing up with shampoo and stuff because there was like really no shower in the place. And out of the bush comes my buddy's golden retriever with a bag of Malamars in his fucking mouth and he dug out of the bush. Dogs got shit all over his fucking face. They're like, hey, Janine, hey, are those your cookies? And I'm like, no, I don't know my cookies. I don't know what happened there. It was brutal. It was awful. So it was fucking embarrassing, dude.
Oh, I've never had a shit story.
Dude, you've never had a shit
story?
I think that's the best shit story I've ever heard.
That's a good one, man. The dog.
That's not even real.
Drink.
You totally made that up.
No,
that was,
dude,
just too good.
No, God's honest truth. My
no,
hand to God.
He's so random. You have no idea.
It's so true.
The shit that I've heard him talk about over the time.
The shit that I've heard him talk about.
The other day, somebody said to me, I quote, I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Somebody asked, where's Grizz? I'm like, I'll be honest with you. I don't know. I'll be honest with you, I don't know. They're like, he's probably someplace in his creepy van.
Yeah, okay.
The rape van?
It's not a rape van. It's just a creepy van.
No,
it's
not,
even a creepy
it's
van.
Not
it's a nice
necessarily
van.
A van where there's been rapes, but it did win rapiest van.
Yes.
Of 2 years in a row.
Thank
congratulations.
You for the trophy. I appreciate the
yeah,
trophy,
it's
guys.
It's still on your desk.
It is.
All right, look, don't put your hands near your face or anybody else's. And remember, it's not the size of your nose that counts. It's what's in it. Subscribe and tell a friend. Talk to you later.